Okay, on page Zion Amad Beis, towards the top. About seven lines from the top. Okay, just to get back into it, so the Gemara on the bottom of page Zion Amad Aleph are discussing dialogue between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Hoshea, Hanavi, that Hashem told Hoshea that the Jews have sinned, and so Hoshea said, okay, so that's the case, so just switch them, the whole world is yours, so just switch them with somebody else, what do you need the Jewish people for? And Hashem got angry, and Hashem said, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma asel is the kenze, what should I do with this old guy? So, Merlok, v'kach isha zona v'olid lecha banim zimnim. So he says, I'm going to tell him to go to take a wife, zona, and he's going to have kids from a zona, etc. So I don't know if it was discussed, but not everybody says it's literal, but rather it was a prophetic dream that he had. He was going to marry this. It was always going to happen like prophetically, not that he actually was supposed to marry a zona and have this. And have the kids like this, but you know, it says it, but some say it's not. Doesn't mean literally. It's all prophetically. Anyway, so now we're continuing with the three kids. So says the pasuk, and again Hoshea, v'tar v'telid lo bein v'yomer lav krashmo Yisrael. So he had a kid, a boy, and Hashem said to him, call him Yisrael. Ki od me'at ufakadeti yestemei Yisrael. Because soon I'm going to avenge the blood of Yisrael. Al beis Yehu. Yishavti mamlechus beis Yisrael. So Rashi says, "V'tar v'telid bein v'yomer lav krashmo Yisrael she'asid ani lizaram lizrotam begolad." In the future, I'm going to take them and plant them and spread them out in galus. And then he had another child, "V'tahar od v'telid bas v'yomer lo krashma lo ruchama." And then the next one was a daughter. It says, "Call her lo ruchama," literally no pity. Ki lo sifod arachem es Beis Yisrael. I'm not going to have pity on Beis Yisrael. Ki naso esa lahem. Should I? It's like in the question. Should I forgive them? V'tar v'telid bein v'yomer krashmo lo ami. And then had finally the third kid, the boy again this time, and said, call his name lo ami, not my nation. Why? Ki atem lo ami. You're not my nation. V'anochi lo aye lachem. And I won't be yours. So these were the three children. So after he had the two boys and one girl, so Hashem said to Hoshea, "Lo hayalacha lilmon Moshe Rabcha? You should have learned, in other words, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekeven shedibarti imo pireish mina yisha. I spoke to him, and since I spoke to him, he separated from his wife Tzipora. So afata bedolat mechami men." So that's the case. So you should also separate yourself. Padol means to separate. Separate yourself from her. In other words, you should divorce this zona now. Amalo, Ribono Shel Olam. How can I do this? Yesh li banim imenu. I have children from her. Ve'inani yachol lotziah v'lola garsha. So I can't just divorce her just like that. They say, it's interesting, Me'iri. The Me'iri says that we see from here that when the Gemara is trying to tell us how divorce is not an easy thing. Sometimes, especially when there's kids involved, right? So that's what he was saying. I can have kids from her. It's difficult. What should I do? So I'm like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mata, she's takazana. He says, "Listen. So look at this. Look at. You know, like they say, your ears should hear what your mouth is speaking." He says, "Zumata, look you. She's takazana. Who's your wife? Bechal Zazona. Ubanecha bnei zunim, and your kids are the kids of zona." And since your wife's a zone, you don't even know if your kids are yourself or not, or somebody else's. Kach, yeah, that's the din, that, oh, it's hard, you can't divorce them, it's her, etc., etc. So, like, all the Homer says to me, how can I divorce my nation? We're going to see, you know, we're going to see in a second why it's like, I call the Homer. He said, my nation Israel, how can I divorce? You told me I should switch them with another nation, right? Agav, they ask, he says that you don't even know if your kids are yours or not. So we have a rule that Rov Bila Zachar Baal. So, if you have a husband and wife, you assume that the kids belong to the husband. So I was thinking myself, Lechora, if it's the wife's a zona, I don't know if the same halachas apply. In a normal case, the robila zachar abal, if the wife's a zona, I don't know. But I saw a cube shot that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, we mentioned before, in Amud Aleph, and the pasuk said, "What should I do? Ma'asev is zakein zeh, this old guy." So Hoshea was very old, so he wasn't enough. So much bia, so mele, you know, this idea of robila zacharbal maybe doesn't apply over here. Anyways, okay, so now we're in the midst of the Kal Vachomer. So here, you, who are married to a zona, and your kids are b'nei zununim, and it's hard for you to leave your kids, etc. So Yisrael, Shehein Banai, Yisrael, there are my kids, b'nei b'chunai, the sons of Lichut Lashon Nisayon, that they've gone through Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, they've gone through Nisyonos, B'nei Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov. Echad Me'arba Kinyanim Sekeniti Be'olami, and they are one out of the four Kinyanim in the world. Torah, this is a familiar word from Pirkei Avos, so Torah Kinyan Echad, Iksiv, as it says, Hashem Kanani Reishi Starko, as the Kanani here is referring to the Torah. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad, d'ksiv et says kone shemayim va'aretz. Beis ha-migdash kinyan echad, d'ksiv et says arei ze kansa yamino. Har ze, excuse me, kansa yamino, the har is the har abayi. In Yisrael kinyan echad, d'ksiv, amzu kanisa. That's ha'am arata ha'virim bu'um acheres. What, and you're telling me I should switch with another nation? You can't say get rid of your kids. How can I get rid of my kids? Kol shekin. So Rashi says, arba kinyanim garsinen. Beis ha-migdash is echad minai, one of them. Kinyanin chashuvim be'enav, likrosom kinyan lo. So Chura Rashi is coming to answer a question. What's the pshat? A kinyan. Kodesh Baruch Hu's, he acquired. I mean, what shaykhus is acquiring by Kodesh Baruch Hu? He doesn't have to acquire anything. The whole world is his. Right? I'm acquiring this. There's nothing to acquire. So, therefore, kinyan here is not so much as we know it, to buy something, to acquire something, but rather it's something dear to the person. As Rashi says, kinyanim chashuvim beinav likrosam kinyan lo. He's calling them a kinyan to show that they're chashuv. Kedam shetoreach liknos davar shechaviv lo, something that's dear to a person. He goes out and buys it, and so too a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael, and all these things are his kinyan, things that are very dear to him. So here we have Yisrael, very dear. So how can I change them for another nation? Fine. So Kevin Shiyada Shechata, once Hoshea realized that he sinned, Amad Levakesh Rachmi Malatzmo, so he davened for himself that, you know, to be forgiven. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achatam Levakesh Rachmi Malatzmacha, Bakesh Rachmi Mal Yisrael. Before you have ask Rachmi for yourself, ask Rachmi for Yisrael. Shegazarti Aleim Shalosh Gezeres Bavurcha. That because of you, I was go to three Gezeres. These three Gezeres are Marumas in the three names that we mentioned before. Then yeah, he's going to send them. Israel is going to send them in galus and lo ruchama. He's not going to pity on them and lo ami. His nation anymore. These like three gezeras that were marumas in the three names. So he said, you should ask. You should, you know, daven for them because of you. These three gezeras came about. So fine. So amadu bikesh rachamim. So he sure enough, Moshe daven asked Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael and batal gezera, and the gezera was batal. And instead, v'ischil avarchan. So instead, Hashem switched it around, and he began to bless them. Shnei Mars, it says, v'yam mispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayam, that there'd be plentiful like the sand of the sea. V'gomer v'yam b'mkom asher yamar lehem lo amiyatem. It's a continuation of the pasuk, and it should be instead of him saying that lehem lo amiyatem, that you're not my nation, yamar lehem. He's going to say concerning them, b'nei helchai, they're the sons of a living God. And then what happened? V'nikbetzu, again a prophecy. V'nikbetzu b'nei Yehuda u'b'nei Yisrael yachtav. So this is neged the gezera that they were going to be in galus. So against that, as we said, Yisrael, he's going to put the throw spread them out in galus. So now he's giving him a bracha to take that back. V'nikbetzu b'nei Yehuda u'b'nei Yisrael yachtav. We're going to be gathered together, take them out of galus. Uzratiha li ba'aretz. Okay, and I will sow them in the land. Virichamti es lo ruchama. So here's against the lo ruchama. I'm not going to pity them. Now he's taking that back. Virichamti es lo ruchama. And v'amarti lo ami. And that which I said, the third gezera, that they're not my children, not my nation. Lo ami. Ami ata. That they are my nation. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Rashi says, shlosh gezeras. Yisrael, the Hainu Gola, the first name is Yisrael, as we said, that they're going to go on to Galus. Velo Ami, Velo Ruchama. Those are the three Gezeras, and now he took back and gave them a bracha. Yemer Lahem, Vegomer, Nikbetsu, Vechile, Betela, Gzeras Agalus. As we said, that the Gzeras of Galus, the Gzer of Galus was Batal. Verichamti, Betela, Gzeras, Lo Ruchama. And Vemarti, Lo Ami, Ami, Ata, Betalta, Gezeras Lo Ami. So those three Gezeras of Israel and Lo Ruchama and Lo Ami were all taken back over here. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oy lala rabbanas she mikaveres es balea. Woe to authority she, that it buries the ones who have it. She'en lecha kol navi v'navi shelo kipach arba'a melachim b'yamav. That there was no navi that survived four kings and in the life of a navi. Now, it's for every navi, there are four kings. So we see that the kings with authority don't live too long, right? You go through lives of four kings in the life of one navi. Shneimar, as we see, Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amotz, Asher Chazal Yehuda. The Yushalayim, so that's the Navi. And then it continues, the Pasuk then brings the four kings, right? And then time we may Uziah, Yasom, Achaz, and Yechezkiah. So those are four kings in the life of one Navi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma Zachah Yaravan ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael, Imanos, Imalch Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, From what merit did Yeravam ben Yoash be listed amongst the Malchi, the kings of Yehuda? Because he didn't accept Lashon Hara on Amos. Minalan, first of all, Minalan the Imni. First of all, you said that he was listed amongst the Malchi Yehuda. Where do we see that he was? As it says, Divar Hashem, Asher Aya El Hoshea ben Beri, Bimei Uziah Yasom Achaz Yecheskiah. Malchei Yehuda, and here we have Bimei Yaravam ben Yoash Melech Yisrael. Here he was listed with the Melech Malchei Yehuda. Okay, and how do we know Minalan Do Lo Kibel Lashon Hara? How do we know that he didn't accept Lashon Hara? Diksiv, as it says in the pasuk, VaYishlach Amatzia Kohen Beisel El Yaravam Melech Yisrael Lemor. So Amatzia Kohen Beisel, Rashi says that he was Komer LaLakum. A comer for Avodah Zarah, and so he sent a message to Yaravam Melech Yisrael saying, "Kshar Alecha v'chule." So this is referring to, he was like speaking Lashon Hara and saying that Amos is conspiring to kill you. Ki kol amar Amos, as he says, this is what the Lashon Hara that Amatzia is saying to Yaravam. He says, "You see that so said Amos." Becherav Yamus Yaravam. Yaravam is going to be killed. So Amar Chas V'Shalom. Amar also Tzadikak. It can't be that this Tzadik Amos said this. He's going to kill me. V'Mamar. And if he did, Ma'aselo Shechina Amra. No, because the Shechina told him to do it. It's not even his fault. So he wasn't Makabel the Lashon Hara. So the Marsha explains that what happened was it wasn't true. First of all, it wasn't true what Amatzi was saying, because it is true that Amos said he's going to kill. However, there was Hashem already promised Yehu, which is with the great grandfather of Yavam, that the Malchus Yisrael is going to go another four generations. Okay, Yaravam was the third generation, and therefore was going to last another generation, which was Zechariah, his son. So for four generations, it was for sure going to last. And here, Amasi was saying that Amos said he's going to kill you. He wasn't saying he was going to kill him. There was another generation. It had to last another generation to Zechariah, which it did. And therefore, that was the Lashon Hara that Amasi said, that Amos was going to kill Yaravam, which is only the third generation, which wasn't true. And as we see, that he wasn't Mekabalit, and he says it can't be, he would never have said that, etc. And even if he did, it was Shechina, so he wasn't Mekabalit. Okay, let's see, we missed a couple of Rashis here. So kipach means kavar. Here, Yami Mehem, we said that that the Nevi'im outlived four kings. Kavar Herich Yamimehem Ad Al Yedei Shemisnasim Barabbanus. Why did they die young? Because they are too proud, they're too haughty with their Rabbanus, with their authority. And therefore, Heimitim, they die. So, Zuzoch Elimnos Yaravam, we said, Kiryali Flakamri, as we learn later on, Bimei Uziya Yasom, Sefer Dekran. It says in the end, Bimei Yaravam Ben Yoash Melech Yisrael. Okay. Let's go on. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Bishash Kaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when Hashem is angry, Zocher Es Rachamim, he still literally remembers Rachamim. We'll see, he mentions, there's a little bit of taste of Rachamim there. Shneimar, as it says, when he told, when he got angry and he mentioned to Hoshea the Gzeres against Klal Yisrael, still he mentioned it in a nice lashon there. Ki lo osif od arachem es beis Yisrael. He adds, he said in the lashon of Rachmanes, even though it was a negative lashon, I'm not going to have a Rachmanes, but there's a mention there of Rachmanes. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina mar mehacha, from here, so you saw the pasuk that said before, naso esalahem. But again, here it's really written in a question. What, I'm going to forgive them? But again, it's a mention there of being forgiven. Rami Rabbi Lazar, lo hegla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael lebein ha'umos, ela kadei shitosu aleim gerim. That the reason why Hashem sent Klal Yisrael out into Galus doesn't mean they had to go out to Galus. They deserve to be punished, but Hashem could punish them in other ways, in other words. And the Dafka punished them in the way of sending them out to Galus amongst the Umos. Why? Kadesh Yitosu Aleim Gerim, so that they can spread the word of God and then they can bring in Gerim. Shneimar Uzrati Ali Baretz, and I planted them in the land. Klu Madam Zorea Sa'a Ela Lachnis Kamakuri. So what's the, why the lashon of planting, and to plant them, you know, amongst the nations? What happens when you plant something? You take these little seeds and it grows into lots of things. So too, they're planted amongst the other nations to increase them, the Shavim Gerim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mihacha, we'll see it from here, the idea of the Gerim, as it says, V'yekamti es asher es lo ruchama. And I pitied those that, V'yekamti, I pitied at lo ruchama, those that were not pitied. And Rashi says, it's really going on the end of the pasuk, you don't see it from here. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mi'acham Yerchamti V'gomer, V'amarti L'lo Mi Atem, going on that. And I tell them that they're not my, that when I said they're not my nation, L'lo Mi, that they are my nation. So, Otam Shaloha Yu Mi'ami, Yid Bekubayim, V'yuli L'am, that those that weren't part of my nation are going to be kind of part of the nation. In other words, they're going to be Geri. Okay, we skipped a couple of Rashi's. Ki lo asif od arachem, afal gav de peranusu. Again, it was obviously a negative lashon that there, but still, idkari hu midkar sham rachmi. Still, there's a little bit of a mention of rachmi. Hashem es ki nasa eselahem, lashon slicha. It's again, even though it was rhetorical, right, what, I'm going to forgive them, but still, there's lashon slicha. Vasmui masma, right? It's really rhetorical. Umi uslicha kamit kam. But still, there's no mention over there of that word. V'seifa dekra le'vilel, saying it in the previous passage. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Madichsi, what does it mean when it says, Al talshein eved es adonav, pen yikalelcha ve'ashamta. Okay, it says the pasuk in Mishle. It says, don't malshin, don't slander an eved el adonav. Now, don't go to the master and talk bad about its servant. Penya kalelcha, unless he curse you out, v'ashamta, and you'll be guilty. Uksiv, and it says after that, next pasuk, dor aviv yikalel, a generation that curses its father, v'ezimo lo yavarech, and a dor that it doesn't bless its mother. So the grass is, why is it by the father, it says a nation that curses its father, and by the mother, it says, doesn't bless its mother. He says it curses mother or father, or doesn't matter. Why the different lash? So he says simply that the father is usually the one that hits the kid. So as a result, the kid wants to curse the father out. Whereas the mother brings up the kid with nacha easily, you know. So it doesn't, maybe not bless the mother, but doesn't want to curse the mother. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Bishum de Aviv Yekalel es Imo, excuse me, Bishum de Aviv Yekalel, Ves Imo lo Yavarech, Al Talshen, and what's the connection between the two Psukim, but not slandering the Eved to the master, and then the generation which curses its father, etc. What's the connection? So Ela Filu Dor Shavi Vikalav Isima Lo Yivarech. That even a generation where that they curse the father and they don't bless the mother, no, it's not a very good generation, still Al Tal Shein Evid Esayel Adonav, still you shouldn't be malshin, you know, slander the Evid to the master, and in other words, a hint to Bnei Yisrael, to Hashem. In other words, even when Kal Yisrael are doing sin, they're not a good generation, still you shouldn't tattle on them to a Kaddish Baruch. Where do we know this from? Minal and Hoshea, as we saw from Hoshea that they were Kal Yisrael sinning, and Hoshea tattled on them and said, "Oh yeah, why don't you get another nation instead of them, etc." So we see from him that you don't do that. Okay, Rashi Afilu Dor Rishayim Shavim Mekalelat Al Talshina. Right, even if there's a generation that they're Rishayim and their father is Mekalel, don't be Malshin. Me Hoshea Shenitpas Al Shehilshin as Israel. As we said, he was accounted for that the fact that he was malshin on Yisrael, v'afal pishachatu. Even though Lamai said they did sin, but still you don't speak bad about. Okay, Amar Rabbi Oshia, my dichsi. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk tifkos pizrono b'Yisrael? So we learn from here it's takas Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael that Hashem did a toiva for Yisrael, shapizron lebeinu umos, that He spread them out amongst the nations. Like we see by the Maisa with this min that spoke to Rabbi Chanina, and he said to him, "You know, Anan Malina Minaychu, we are better than you. Why? Dichsib Bechu. It says concerning you guys, Hisheshes Chadashim Yeshev Sham Begomer." They're talking about Yoav, that he was when he was the commander of the army, and he wiped out the Bnei Edom, which are the offspring of Amalek. So it's 6 months and wiped them all out. V'ilu anan, but we, isinchu gaban, we are with you, and kamashani, a number of years, v'lo kavdin and luchumidi, we didn't do anything to you. We didn't wipe you out. We could have wiped you out. We didn't. So amar lo, ritzoncha yitapelach talmidachet. With your permission, we'd like to have one of our Talmidei Chachamim deal with you. So he said, fine. So then Nitbalei Rav Oshia. They got Rabbi Oshia to speak to this man, so to answer him. So Amarlei Mishum De Lo Yaditu Heichitavdu. I'll tell you why you didn't wipe us out. Because you didn't know how to. Why? He says, Tachlinen Kuhu. Because what was your, what? If you're going to wipe us all out, Lisnu Gabaychu. So it can't, you can't do that. Because we're not in one place. We were in one place. You can wipe us all up. We're scattered all over. So we saw that was the, like the Gemara said, this is a tova that Hashem did, that He spread us out. Because if we were all in one place, then it's dangerous. So this is what the Rav Oshia was saying to this men, and said, you can't wipe us all out because we're scattered all over. So my deika gabaych, well, and what are you going to say? That maybe wipe out only those that are here and that them alone? That's also no good. Kari lechu malchusa kitiyasa. And you'll be called a nation that is that annihilates, that wipes out. You take these people amongst you, and you wipe them out. You're like a killer. You're gonna bring a bad name for yourself. So then the men commented, "Amar le gapa the Romai," like a expression. He said, "The wall of Rome." He says, "Baha nachtina nu baha salkina." He says, "You know what? You hit the nail exactly on the head. In this we went up, and this we go down." Meaning that's exactly the Shachlavataria that we always have. We're not sure. You know, wipe you out. We can't. You're all over. But then, what about here? No, that's no good. It's exactly what you said. That's exactly the problem we always have with you guys. Okay. Rashi, Tzakasasha Pizran, Hashem did a tzaka that He spread us out. Shalo ayu yicholim lechalosam yachad. That they can't wipe them out together. Yitapalacha talmidecha, lashivcha tshuva. So we would like to have somebody to deal with you, to give you an answer. Gapa the Ramai, and he swore to Avodah Zarah. His expression, he swore to Avodah Zarah. V'ha nechtinan v'ha salkinan v'machshav azu anan suki tamid. We have the exact thoughts always. We always have the same dilemma, what to do about you guys. Okay. Two dots. Tani Rabbi Chiya. My dixi, what does it mean when it says, Elohim hevin darka, Hashem understood their way, v'hu yada es mekoma, and He knew their place. Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael she'enem yecholim l'kabal gzeiros achzarios Edom. Hashem knew that we couldn't handle the terrible, cruel gzeiros of Rome, of Edom. L'fikach hegla osam l'bavel. That's why He sent us out to Bavel. to the bubble, they're okay. So they're not as bad. Rashi says, "Hey, go tam lebavel she'in kaski makzariim kishar muros." The Babylonians were not so cruel as the other nations. That's why he sent us to Babel. Rama Rabbi Elazar lo hegla kodesh baruch hu et Yisrael Babel ela mipnei shamuka kishol. He sent us out there because it's deep as the grave. It's a low-lying place. Shenemar miyad shol efteh mimaves egalim. And that's the place from Shol where they're going to be redeemed, as we were redeemed from Babel. Mimaves egalim, from death I will redeem them. Rashi says, Shamuka kishol v'yiftem mishamher, and then that's a place that I'm going to redeem them quickly. Kamo sheiftichem, as he promised, miyad shol efteh, I'm going to redeem them from Shol. Rabbi Chanina Amar, another reason why we're sent to Babel, Mipnei shekarav l'shonam l'lashon Torah, because they speak Aramaic there, and that's very close to Hebrew, and therefore they won't forget the Torah so quickly. Rashi says the lotishkach Torah mehem meher, since the lashon is similar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mipnei sheshigran l'beis iman. The reason why he sent them to Babel is because he sent them back to their native land. Iman, like their mother, like their house of their mother, their native land. Rashi says, "This is Avraham Ur Kasdim Yatsa." It's Mashmia that Avraham was born in Ur Kasdim, which was Babel. But the Ramban takes issue with this. He says it's not true that Avraham wasn't born in Ur Kasdim, but he was born in Haran. And but so he answers up that it's really not his native place, but it's the place that he was Makara people. That was his main place. But so the reason why he sent to the bubble is because he's returning it back to their native place. Mashallah Adam shekas al ishto, similar to a person that gets angry at his wife. Lahechem mishagra. So where does he send her? Lebeisima, back where she came from, her mother's house. The Hainu, the Rabbi Alexandria, like we see that Rabbi Alexandria said, the Amar, Shlosha, Chazru, Le Matan. Now, three things went back to the original origin. Elu Hain, and these are they. Yisrael is one, Kesef Mitzrayim is two, and Ksava Luchos, and the writing of the Luchos is three. Where do we see this? Yisrael, Hadamran. Yisrael went back to their place of origin, as we saw. They were sent to Babel, because that's where Avram was from. Kesef Mitzrayim, Diksiva says, Vehi b'shana ha-chamishis, it was in the fifth year, le-melech Rechavam, Allah, Shishak melech Mitzrayim, al Yerushalayim, v'gomer, that this is Shishak melech Mitzrayim, so he came to take back all the wealth that we had taken from Mitzrayim when we left. When we left Mitzrayim, as Rashi says, le-ben imam, okay, dedicate Mitzrayim, Kesef Mitzrayim, says Rashi, should buzz with Yisrael, but say some that they took it as a booty from they left Mitzrayim. Kedikstim, as it says, v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim, that they cleaned out Mitzrayim. V'bimei Rachavam, and in the days of Rachavam, Allah shishak melech Mitzrayim, v'natalis kol ha'tzaros. He came and he cleaned it, took back all this money. So again, so here's the money going back to its origin. And lastly, the ksav aluchos, dikstim, as it says, v'shabrim le'nechem, that Moshe says, I broke them in front of their eyes. And Rashi learns le'enechem kolomar davar pela re'isem. What's the sham? What was that? She'ayin pone l'istakelbo, that they looked. What did they see? Tana luchos nishbaru velsios pochos, that the luchos were broken and the letters flew away. They flew up when the luchos were broken. The letters flew up. They discuss. It's interesting because what were the letters? Bichlal, the letters were there's no. It wasn't written with ink. It was the holes, right, going through the loop, the stone, right through. So the osios parchos, like there's no osios, there's nothing there, there's air. So it's like the air, like, flew up, whatever they saw. Okay, so Ulu Amar, another reason why he sent them out to Babel was, Kedei sheyachlu atmarim, in order they should be able to eat dates, right, viyasku b'torah, and which Rashi says, yesh b'babel harbe, there's lots of dates in Babel, and therefore they can survive very nicely on this nice food, and they can be able to learn Torah. As we see the Maisa, similar Maisa, famous Maisa in Tainus, Ula Ikla Lepumpadisa, Krivuli Tirinita the Tamre. So Ula was visiting Pumpadisa, and they brought him baskets, Rashi says, a sal of dates. Amarlahu Kama Kihani Bezuze. He said, how many can you buy? How many dates can you buy for a Zeus? Rashi says, "Kama me'elu bezuzah echad." Bezuzah, how much can you buy? So Amar Leih, they told him, "Tlat bezuzah, you can buy three for a zuz." So Amar, wow, so cheap, right? Malet sinu the dush of a zuz, you get a huge basket full of dvash. That's what the honey comes from, the dates, and just for one zuz. Says, wow, bablai lo aski baraisa. How could he not be learning Torah? And I guess he was not learning Torah enough. You know, it's like food is so cheap and off the work. You know, so they should be osik in Torah much more. How come they're not osik in Torah? So what happened? He bought some and ate them. And Vilayla Tsaruhu, he had a stomach problem so the whole night. So Amar, so then he commented, Amar, oh, male sana sama, the most of a zuz, you get a whole basket of poison for a zuz in Babel, or Ubabla, Yaski Baraisa, and the Babylonians are still osik in Torah, whatever they are, unbelievable. Okay.
Man's okay for you, Rabbi?